2237.
And Pelosi say they are 90% done. This on the eve of when the president is getting set to make his speech to the joint chambers tomorrow out of D.C. So 90% done. Does that include the public option? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also coming up, the swine flu fears. In the wake of that, the CDC with some new guidelines for antivirals, as a matter of fact. We were talking a ton about the wildfires, $100,000 for the head, well, so to speak, of the so-called arsonist for the Los Angeles fires. That's what you would get if the person is revealed and there's a conviction, of course. You got to throw in that caveat. In the meantime, all eyes and ears, at least in some states, were on the president, Barack Obama, addressing the students very early in the morning. He was in Arlington at a school where the kids were thrilled to have the president on board in front of them and talking about his days in school. Part of his speech centered on that, what it was like growing up with a single mother and how she tried to help him in the wee hours.
When I was young, my family lived overseas. I lived in Indonesia for a few years. And my mother, she didn't have the money to send me where all the American kids went to school. But she thought it was important for me to keep up with an American education. So she decided to teach me extra lessons herself, Monday through Friday, but because she had to go to work, the only time she could do it was at 4:30 in the morning. Now, as you might imagine, I wasn't too happy about getting up that early. A lot of times I'd fall asleep right there at the kitchen table. But whenever I'd complain, my mother would just give me one of those looks and she'd say, "This is no picnic for me either, Buster." So I know that some of you are still adjusting to being back at school. But I'm here today because I have something important to discuss with you. I'm here because I want to talk with you about your education and what's expected of all of you in this new school year. Now, I've given a lot of speeches about education, and I've talked about responsibility a lot. I've talked about teachers' responsibility for inspiring students and pushing you to learn. I've talked about your parents' responsibility for making sure you stay on track and you get your homework done and don't spend every waking hour in front of the TV or with the Xbox. I've talked a lot about your government's responsibility for setting high standards and supporting teachers and principals and turning around schools that aren't working, where students aren't getting the opportunities that they deserve. But at the end of the day, we can have the most dedicated teachers, the most supportive parents, the best schools in the world, and none of it will make a difference. None of it will matter unless all of you fulfill your responsibilities. Unless you show up to those schools, unless you pay attention to those teachers, unless you listen to your parents and grandparents and other adults and put in the hard work it takes to succeed.
All right, so here's the question. After all of the controversy in the past week over the president giving this 18-minute speech to the kids, and many of them did not see this live. They did have it available in school districts for those who did want to get a copy of it and take it home, talk about it with their parents, that kind of thing. But there were school districts where they didn't show it live, and then there were others where they chose to do so. So thumbs up, thumbs down, or much ado about nothing. Here's the thing. The former First Lady, Laura Bush, she was on one of the television shows. Somebody interviewed her, and it's probably a cable show, CNN or somebody. And she was asked about the idea that Obama was going to talk to the school kids, and what did she think about it? And she supported, of course, her husband did the same thing. She said, look, there's a place for the president to talk to school kids and encourage the children to stay in school. She also threw this out, that the parents who were planning to keep their kids home because of the president's address, had the right to do that as well. Remember, it was the Florida Republican Party chair, Jim Greer, who said last week that he was completely appalled that taxpayer dollars are being used to spread Obama's socialist ideology. And this is what he said. He then turned around and said he favored the speech after some of the changes were made, he said, with the White House, that he wasn't supporting, and which is what I said caused the controversy, which is typical of the administration. It's just the way they lay it out. He wasn't supporting the materials for teachers to aid in a whole speech afterwards for all the referencing after the fact of the speech. Arne Duncan, the education secretary, said all that stuff was silly last week. So now it's done. Bottom line, thumbs up, thumbs down, or, you know, really, who cares? Somebody cares. The people that listen to America Tonight, because I got 20 emails, no joke, on this very subject. Let me read you one of them. This is from Bev, who listens to us in Iowa. She said, I know you probably won't read this on the air, as you are definitely not an Obama lover, but I would have been honored if the president spoke in my school. He has earned the respect of a president, and you and the other anti-people should show that. I'm ashamed by some of the comments you make. He's our president. I know you didn't vote for him, but get over it. Bev in Iowa. Okay, Bev, I always tell everybody, whatever your opinion is, I want you to express it on America Tonight or shoot me an email, because I don't want a bunch of people who are bootlickers and tell me how great I am all the time and how I'm dead on mark and on point. I love people who disagree, so I respect you for sending me that note. But you weren't paying attention to what I was saying. I said the very same thing. I didn't like the way that it was rolled out. And if there was nothing political attached to it, that it was fine. If it was what Clinton had done and Bush had done and previous presidents had done. The timing was fishy, and, of course, the typicalness of this White House, they didn't roll it out right. You never hit parents over the head with anything in any school district without telling them. We've all learned that lesson, right? I certainly hope so. Here's one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He said, hey, Kate, I listened to the president's speech. I have to say it was really not a big deal. And I'm not an Obama supporter, but, hey, it was very tepid. It was all about staying in school. He mentioned his own personal past, his mother trying to help him, etc. I didn't see any harm in this whatsoever. But once again, I think the parents had the right to either include their kids in the discussion or not. Here's one from Big John. Big John says, Kate, I was listening to you last week. I thought you made some really valid points. And then, of course, the White House, after goofing up, as you constantly tell us, which is true, they come out the day before the speech, and they actually release the text of the speech on whitehouse.gov. Duh, of course they did that. They created the controversy themselves. It really wasn't about Republicans or Democrats. They just turned it into it once again. All right, if you have any thoughts, you can share them at 800-259-5791, or just like those three did, you can shoot me the email at americatonight.net. He was at a high school in Arlington. As I said, it was about 18 minutes long, and the focus of the speech was take responsibility. Some districts aired it, some didn't. I don't know that there was a lot of kids that actually stayed home. And now we move in to the meaty stuff of what about health care? We're going to talk about that later this hour. Coming up, though, at the end of the week, 9/11, once again, another anniversary as we turn yet another year away from that horrific day in our history. DJ Frost, our resident pilot here on ATN, joins us for a look back at aviation and what's changed since those terrorist attacks. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alka-Zone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alka-Zone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives invested conservatively were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
Friday, of course, it's the 8th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. You all know my background by now. As I mentioned, I was in radio in New York and was there at the time working at WFAN, and what it was like for that week and the weeks to come afterwards. Really, really sad to listen to the rescue workers and the firemen and all the things that were going on with those rescue efforts and then recovery efforts. And the reaction to the city and really how the country bounced back. Joining us on the show, we love this guy, DJ Frost. He was a commercial pilot has been for 30-plus years. He's been all over the place. We talked to him recently, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago about what happened over the Hudson. We've talked to him about some of the things that have happened internationally. Always fun to have him on the show no matter what the occasion. DJ, thanks for popping back on with us.
You're welcome, Kate. Glad to be here and join you this evening.
You know, it's I mentioned I was in the city when that happened, and everybody was just so stunned. You have all the airports there, the three airports, Newark and LaGuardia and JFK, and then just down the road, of course, Logan. And, you know, there's lots of air travel in that eastern quarter, as you know, as you have flown it many, many times. And we were so caught off guard. I guess the question is, as we move forward, this is what everybody wants to know. Are we really safer after 8 years later, after what happened, you know, those many years ago?
Well, I tell you what, and my life has completely changed since then. I was actually a 737 captain flying my jet up to LaGuardia that morning. We had to land in Baltimore, and they evacuated that terminal. It was just a day that changed so many lives, and I'm in a whole different position now as a pilot and a hypnotist. I help people with their fear of flying at flystressfree.com. So it's definitely a different world, yet I think we're a lot more vigilant now. We're a lot paying attention now. I definitely look around at people differently that are just milling around the airplane doing the usual jobs that we all took for granted that everybody was okay. Now I definitely look at everybody a little bit differently that's associated with the aircraft.
Yeah, well, you know, flying out of there, like I said, how it was to fly, especially out of LaGuardia. Did you know any of the pilots or people who knew the pilots that perished in those flights?
No, I didn't personally. I know one or two of them actually graduated from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, where I went, where, you know, we produce a lot of the pilots for the airlines, but I didn't know any of them personally.
Didn't it affect, because I know guys that were in line to become pilots, that they had gone through all the schooling, and you know it's expensive with depending on
sure.
which route you go. And, you know, people who actually went to special schools for it, colleges where you could get a degree and then put in the flying time and log all the hours you have to log. And they said, forget it. After that, some of the jobs just were not available. As you said, it changed your life. It really changed a lot of pilots' lives, and those who wanted to be pilots didn't really have the opportunities. Is that pretty accurate?
Oh, it's a very accurate description of what's gone on in the business. Created the stagnation, the bankruptcies, the degradation of the pilot contracts, and I think somewhat, too, of the general outlook of pilots in the industry and flight crew personnel. And it has been a great investment in time and money and effort to do that. I left my airline after second bankruptcy, after I lost my pension of 17 years, and my salary was cut 50%. I wasn't even enjoying flying at that point. That's why I made a decision personally to leave that airline and go to another airline, which I was able to renew my passion for flying and then also become a hypnotherapist and be able to help people over fears and phobias, especially associated with the fear of flying.
Yeah, you know, in talking about that, I think pilots are so underpaid. You said your pay was slashed. So you have good pilots that stepped away, and not that there aren't good pilots that aren't being paid a lot, but we saw what happened in Buffalo, and then people say, well, they didn't have that much training, or how come they didn't realize what to do and how to pull the plane back? Well, why is it that somebody doesn't fight harder for the pilots to say, listen, you're talking about a lot of lives here, and with the amount of schooling or the route somebody has to take, shouldn't this be one of the higher paid positions because you want the best of the best, right?
I agree with you, because our lives are in the pilot's hands, freight, cargo. In fact, there's an airline down here in Miami called Amerijet, and they're on strike because their management took bathrooms out of their airplanes. They have to go to the bathroom in plastic bags. I mean, it's crazy, the outlook and how the profession has changed over the last 8 years. It's incredible because of the specialized training that we need. And when we change airlines, we go to the bottom again. It's not like a management person might go get another promotion somewhere by changing companies. We go right back to the bottom on probation and first-year pay if we have to change airlines. So that's affected a lot of people who've been furloughed, and airlines are continuing to furlough. The effects of 9/11 and deregulation are still being felt to this day.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things I was talked about a ton, and I was flying a lot from New York to Dallas and to California, there was a lot of conversation about what do you do with the cockpit and should there be guns in the cockpits of the planes. This is a good question. How many pilots are carrying guns, and do you think as a pilot that's a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I think it's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea, and there's no telling how many are, so that's kept secret, just as how many sky marshals are on the aircraft. We know when a sky marshal comes on the aircraft, we meet them and we get a briefing before the flight starts. And the pilots who have the guns in the cockpit are very well trained, very, very well trained. And they also have to get recurrent training each year on the use of the weapon and how to take care of it properly. Now, the other thing is that procedures have been changed even for when we have to come out of the cockpit for bathroom breaks, things like that. The flight attendants will put the cart in front of the aisle so people cannot rush the cockpit, things like that. So there's a lot of procedures, subtle changes that many people might not see yet. they'll announce during the flight. They don't want people congregating around the forward lavatory because it's just bothersome to people, and that gives an uneasy feeling to a lot of people, and it could be a security risk.
Yeah. You mentioned this. You have a website that helps people who have that fear of flying, and we've talked a lot about this, and it's,
yeah.
I think it's always good to throw some of your tips out. What are some of the big tips that you offer to people who say, and I know a bunch of people that fall into this category, I mean, famous people and not so famous people.
Sure.
What would you tell somebody who's worried and they think of 9/11 and they think of attacks or they think of all these air accidents?
Well, one of the biggest keys, too, for people is to get to the airport early because things have changed. There are longer lines. There's the security lines now, which are more extensive because they're going to really check a lot closer now. In fact, I was just watching a show earlier this evening about even the things that have happened after 9/11 for the one with the liquids where they were going to blow up 10 airplanes. So that's why they're checking that stuff, and they're being very thorough. So a great tip for people is to just get to the airport early and give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, I agree with that because I think you get nervous because then you're nervous that you're going to miss the plane. You're freaked
yeah.
out. You're already on hyper alert anyway, and then everything becomes disastrous because you put that vibe out there while you're going through and being checked. So that's an excellent one. DJ, plug your website again because I think it's wonderful. It's got great tips on it, and I think could help a lot of people.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, flystressfree.com, flystressfree.com. In fact, I even offer a free hypnosis download for people that's about 10 minutes long. You can download it, put it into your iPod, even play it as you're on your way to the airport, play it as you're on your flight. It's a great thing to have and just gives you another tool to have in your tool belt there to have a nice, relaxed, stress-free flight.
All right. DJ, as always, we enjoy our conversations with you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you are so welcome. Anytime, Kay.
All right, DJ Frost, you heard him say that's a good place to go. You can download that. Speaking of 9/11, remember when we had the flyover? That really alerted a lot of people. Here's a little rewind from the spring when there was that flyover with the fake president's plane or the backup plane, if you will. Here's what Mayor Bloomberg had to say.
Just to clarify, you said, excuse me, that you just found out about it when your BlackBerry went off.
That's correct.
I heard people were evacuating buildings, and what was the reaction?
You know, that I didn't hear until I talked to people, other people. Nobody emailed me they were evacuating. Saying this was a dumb idea was the nicest email I got.
So you sort of heard about this when the public was hearing about it.
That's what I just told you. What part did the reaction not understand? Did not understand.
See, you got to love that. He, the mayor of the city, after everything that happened there, and had no clue that that was even happening. There's one of your biggest blunders as far as anything with aviation is concerned that happened over New York. I still to this day cannot believe how badly they bungled that. And how much did it cost to fly that plane over just for a few photo ops? Speaking of photo ops, Pelosi and Reid had theirs today. We'll let you know what they had to say about health care reform next.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, who's celebrating a birthday? Well, that would be Joe Theismann, or Theismann, depending on the way you think he should pronounce his name. He's celebrating actually a pretty big birthday. Also, Hugh Grant with a rather large birthday himself, and Adam Sandler, who I think is very, very funny these days lately. Have you seen any of his movies? I kind of like his humor, to be honest. It's a good release, the movie thing. If you are filled with frustrations and nothing but that quizzical look that we're all walking around with these days, at least the last couple of months, especially in some of the things that we've seen from the current administration, it's a good way to release those frustrations. Let's put it that way. Also, this day in history, we'll jump to that and news you can abuse, but first, controversy with a big fat C. Check this out. An appeals court upheld the ban on an instrumental version of Ave Maria. Yeah. Barring an instrumental performance of that Christian hymn, which is very well known, at a high school graduation, they're saying it did not violate students' First Amendment's rights and was within the school superintendent's discretion. That's what a very divided appeals panel ruled. I do not get it. So we thought we'd play our own little version of Ave Maria. Roll it. You're curious, arose a year after a choral performance of the song Up Above My Head. That was at the 2005 commencement for the Henry M. Jackson High School in Everett. That's about 20 miles north of Seattle. So, barring that instrumental performance of the Christian hymn at a high school graduation, did not violate students' First Rights Amendments, as I told you, that it's really on the superintendent's shoulders, his discretion. Specifically, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision in what Judge Richard Talman described as the legal labyrinth of a student's First Rights Amendments will be appealed to the Supreme Court. Can we reveal who did that version of Ave Maria? Yo-Yo Ma, and who was the other part of that equation, Mr. Donovan?
Bobby McFerrin.
I love that.
Actually,
so distinct, if you remember.
The Bach Prelude.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's good. That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
I was so impressed that this was the version I chose to put on the air.
And we're not getting any calls at the Big Bad Network there in our plush studios in Minneapolis saying that we violated anyone's rights by playing that. Are we?
I think lawyers work business hours.
Oh, then maybe we're lucky on that one. Wow. Of all the things, but you know what? It's what happens, you know, with religion versus this, whether or not you can be in a certain university, and Ave Maria, such a pretty hymn. I think they should have just left it. I thought it was fine. I just don't see why it's such a big deal, but they said it didn't work for that high school graduation. More to come. Mm-mm-mm. Now, this was controversial. Picture this. You're George Clooney. How many times have you been voted the sexiest man on earth or whatever? You got another movie to promote. That means you're out there shucking and jiving and doing the thing you hate the most, being in public. You're with some hot new babe. I don't know who it is. I don't follow celebrity gossip. But he's doing that thing where they force them to come out and act like marionettes and answer the questions of the media people that are peppering them with things about the movie and whatever. And suddenly, this happens to Mr. Clooney.
Prego. Hi, George, sorry. Okay, I'm very hot because I didn't see your movie yet, but I...
It's very good.
Yeah. But I saw you. And... I don't know like how to say it.
I know what the question is.
I am gay, George. And
here it comes.
I think I'm in love with you. George, please, okay. Take me. Choose me, George, okay. Please.
Okay.
Please choose me. George, may I kiss you, please? Just
okay.
One kiss.
That happened
please.
Before, so please take
George,
me
one kiss.
Back.
It's hard when you take a big chance and it doesn't really work. It's always embarrassing when you take one real swing for the fences and it just falls flat.
It's a good try, though.
You know, the tie looks good. And it's just long enough.
Per favore, le signorine con il microfono da quella parte. Guardino anche un po' me. C'è una
David
signora
Niven
lì
joke?
Accanto che deve avere... Le alza la mano.
No,
chi
sì.
È il signore lì, sì.
You stay there, we'll get back to you. There's a little ambulance on its way here. Wasn't it David Niven's line from the Oscars when he said the biggest laugh he'll ever get is by taking off his clothes and showing us his shortcomings? I think that was a David Niven line.
Prego.
This is a question for Mr. Clooney. My name is Richard from the Daily Mail in London.
Take your clothes off before you answer this question.
I'm over here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
It's really not worth it, honestly. I'm going to keep them on.
You look great anyway.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Back to my question.
All right, so there is like an awkward moment, a wackadoodle guy. Apparently this has happened to George Clooney before, and he just sort of rolled with it. He was referring to David Niven. Niven, who was, I think, either giving an Academy Award or maybe if he was accepting it, a streaker went by him, and he made that comment about the shortcomings. So that's what he meant by that line, if you're just curious. But how awkward. Just one of the strange, controversial encounters on the day. Speaking of controversy, since we're on that topic, I did happen to catch this on Fox somewhere when I was flipping around during the day. They say about 3% of these brain scans are unnecessary, and they make people worry for no reason that these optional brain scans have become pretty popular with people who want to allay all these fears about brain cancer and stroke risks and all that stuff, even if they haven't been diagnosed with it, and that it actually may do more harm than good. Here's the meat of this story. Scientists actually analyzed about 20,000 brain scans, okay, from people who did the tests for a whole bunch of different reasons, like general health checkups or volunteering for medical research. None of them had any symptoms saying that they had underlying brain conditions of any type. But 3% of the people were found to have an abnormality on the MRI scan. So just because you find an abnormality doesn't necessarily mean anything. It could be anything. You know, does the treatment help them, not help them, whatever. So imagine that you're going to get that done and you have this high anxiety and all they tell you is, well, you have an abnormal brain MRI scan. We could tell you, but it could be a weakened blood vessel or even a benign tumor. And, you know, so it's kind of like that thing of why are you tempting fate? I don't know. Donovan, I'm going to put you on the spot again. This is your hour to shine here for me to just nail you. I'm actually not nailing you. But would you, you know, do you do physicals? Do you even do them? Do you remember the last physical you even had?
It was probably about 10 years ago.
I was going to say, apparently not. If somebody goes, so because you're probably healthy, right? And you feel like, well, why do I need to pay for a physical, right?
Exactly.
Now, you do know if you don't have health insurance, Max Baucus, if anything that he's attached to goes through, you will be paying a big, fat, heavy fine.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. not exactly the most cheerful of prospects.
I agree with you. That's one of the most ridiculous things that has come out of the whole healthcare reform of what it's actually going to look like. One of the things that was thrown out there, which makes no sense. What is the incentive to force you to get something you can't afford, but then you have to weigh the lesser of two evils? Well, geez, if I know I'm going to find X, they're going to find the X, I might as well just get it anyway. That's exactly what a lot of people would do. Let's be honest about it.
Or they find you and then say, come back here with healthcare next year, and you look at him and go, well, there goes my healthcare budget.
Exactly, because you just spent it on a fine, which is completely ridiculous and makes no sense. News you can abuse, round the bend.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, stretch drive time here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you. So here we go for the big moment, healthcare, at least one step in the debate, both chambers being addressed by the President of the United States. It's interesting. So far, 23 House Dems say they'll vote against healthcare reform. So if you do the numbers and run them, that means if the Democrats lose, I guess what, 16 more folks, they won't have enough votes to pass healthcare without Republican help on this one. I say there's a couple of things that are not written in stone on this one, and of course not, because people are not real thrilled with some of the things that they're hearing. We joked about this tonight, but it's really serious. Imagine, as I was talking to Donovan about this, if you're not insured, okay, your copay basically for not opting to jump on the free healthcare program, if you're even qualified and it's offered, right, is that you have to pay, you know, if you're uninsured, you have to pay $3,800. So if you had $3,800, I guess that would mean you could probably get that private insurance, right? They have to think when they come up with these things, and for some reason, no matter how hard we try, we just cannot get through to the thick skulls on the Capitol. Coming up, news you can abuse this day in history, and of course, birthdays, but this is a strange story out of left field. I'll bring it up because it's a good time to remind everybody on Thursday during one of our hours we have a thing called Nail the Score, because we talk lots of politics, lots of water cooler buzz, things that we care deeply about in America. And because we've been given that privilege to do it, I think we do have the right to have one moment where we can kick back, and that moment comes when we do nail the score. It's like playing the lotto. We can talk about other things, but ultimately there's a game of the week in the NFL. I'll pick it. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be. If you win, you win a cell phone, movie tickets, tickets to restaurants, you know, gift certificates. So it'd be a good thing in this economy and with the way things are going. Why not? Maybe you'll get lucky. He didn't get lucky on this one. The former casino worker in Reno, Nevada, who accused Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger of raping her, says he would drop her civil lawsuit if he acknowledged the rape and apologized. That's what her attorney said. The attorney wrote in a letter to Roethlisberger's lawyers saying that the client would drop it and also would like the quarterback to donate $100,000 to the Committee to Aid Abused Women. Roethlisberger's lawyer says, we're not accepting the offer, that the proposal is designed to counter claims made by Big Ben's lawyers that his client only filed the lawsuit to get money from the Super Bowl winning quarterback, that her only interest has to been to get the money. Her attorney says it's only to regain the dignity that was taken away from her. How does all this stuff happen with these guys? So she was a casino hostess and in the VIP area. And she's saying that he raped her in 2008 in the hotel penthouse across the street from a golf course. He was playing in that Tahoe celebrity tournament that they play every year with a lot of well-known people. The suit was seeking almost $500,000 in damages from him, at least $50,000 from the 8 Harrah's officials that were named as defendants. And it's a kind of one of those standoffs at this point. I'm sure it's going to continue to roll through the legal system. But the story didn't break until recently and made some big headlines, obviously. And he continues to stand by saying, well, she can say what she wants, but it has nothing to do with it. I didn't attack her, and she just wants money. Let's go for the money ourselves, for the punchline, if you will. A little bit of the funny news you can abuse. Pittsburgh, Oklahoma, and Michigan, that's some of the places we're heading. First to Pittsburgh. That issue of the middle finger salute is going to be in a Pittsburgh federal court. In fact, I think they might have gotten to it today. They were waiting until the last minute. And you know how when the court closes, it closes, and they might have to be back. But David Hackbart was suing over his arrest in April of 2006 for disorderly conduct. He flipped the bird at another driver, made a gesture again when he heard someone yelling at him. The second person was a cop. A judge tossed out the charges, ruling that giving the finger is protected by the Constitution. Do you love it? Jurors now have to determine if Hackbart is entitled to damages for his arrest. The ACLU contends city cops aren't properly trained on free speech or finger issues. I don't know. My mother would probably break my finger off if she heard of me flipping the bird to anyone. Imagine running your car on watermelons from Oklahoma. That's what they're saying. Your carburetor wouldn't have to spit out the seeds. Researchers at the Department of Ag in Lane, Oklahoma, are working on a way to create ethanol from watermelons. Yeah, watermelons unfit for market would be fermented to produce ethanol. And we know what ethanol is, right? Alcohol that's mixed with gasoline, and the rest is history and goes into your car. Researchers say cost is a major hurdle, of course. The big melons are expensive to transport, so the scientists are working on mobile fermenters that could be taken right to the farm. Let's go to Michigan. Wayne Bond isn't the big man on campus. He's the big wolf man on campus. He's a senior biology major in Michigan. He plays center on the basketball team, but over the summer, I guess he got a bizarre thrill working with wolves at an Indiana animal park. He says he enjoyed giving the wolves a workout by having them chase his car while feeding them meatballs. Ooh, I don't know that I would have done that. Here, get your meatball. How about this? Houston. Hello, Houston. Playing video games for college credit, it's true, it's finally arrived. The University of Houston, they're doing it. Students are able to earn an hour of credit if they play Wii Sports games. It's the same credit they would get for traditional classes, rather like basketball, soccer, or weightlifting. The instructor for the course, Ben Hoffman, says the students have to log between 20 and 30 minutes a class, and there's no cheating. The Nintendo Wii console records just how much time each student spends doing the high-tech workout. Wow, pretty cool. Let's jump to this day in history, shall we? Time flies. I can't believe where we are in September. September 9th already. Couple of national days. Today's National Hot Dog Day. How about that? Today's also National Pampers Day because Pampers debuted back in 1961. Today is Wonderful Weirdos Day, a day to thank the weirdos in your life. Thankfully, there's no one I get to thank in that category. I don't know about the rest of you. Today's California Day. Back in 1850, Cali became the 31st U.S. state. Also in Japan, it's a big day. It's Chrysanthemum Day. They have a lot of chrysanthemums there. Also on this day in history. In 1957, the same song was number one on the Billboard pop, country, and western charts, also rhythm and blues charts. Can you guess what it is? Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, Jerry Lee Lewis. 1974, the TV comedy Rhoda debuted on CBS. Rhoda had been Mary Richards' neighbor for five seasons on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Valerie Harper was Rhoda. How interesting. Julie Kavner was Sister Brenda. Let's see. 1978. Colonel Sanders celebrated his 88th birthday at Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters in Louisville by opening the world's first chicken museum. I heard that's kind of cool. 82, Patti LaBelle and Al Green debuted on Broadway in the gospel-type musical Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. 1993, Wendy's founder Dave Thomas told students in Columbus, Ohio, the biggest mistake of his life was dropping out of high school. He said if he'd gotten his diploma, he might have had 8,000 restaurants instead of only 4,000. 1995, Steffi Graf, now Mrs. Agassi, as she's married to Andre Agassi, but not then, defeated Monica Seles to win her fourth U.S. Open women's single title in her first appearance since a fan stabbed her back in 1993. So Monica Seles, sadly, was part of that, and I wonder what her career would have been like if she hadn't been stabbed. But that was the first time she had come back since then. All right, let's give you this one. London's Mojo magazine published a poll of 175 recording stars of all ages and nations who said their all-time favorite singer was Aretha Franklin. Guess who was number two? I love this. Frank Sinatra was two, Ray Charles three, John Lennon four, Elvis was number seven. A couple of birthdays for you that I mentioned. Hugh Grant turns 49. Adam Sandler's 43. Joe Theismann with a big 60th birthday. Cliff Robertson, 84 years old. Actor Tom Wopat, 58. Actress Michelle Williams is 29. I used to watch this guy when he played for Phoenix. Basketball's Dan Marley, 44 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.